Welcome to Shaped by Scripture, a series designed to help you plant God's Word deep in your heart so it can transform your life. Every episode, we'll walk with you through God's Word, guiding you to memorize, understand, and apply Scripture in a way that strengthens your faith and shapes your daily walk with Christ. Here, we believe that when God's Word takes root in your heart, it changes everything from the way you think, to the way you live, to the way you love others. So take a deep breath, open your heart, and let's journey together as we are shaped by Scripture. Treasure Reveals the Heart, January 5th, 2026. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Matthew 6:21. What would you do if you were suddenly and legally given a life-changing sum of money? Not billions. Not enough to reshape the stock market or start a national foundation. Just enough to be free, truly free, for the rest of your life. Let's say $6 million after taxes. Legally acquired. No rich uncle you never knew about. Just a simple, divine deposit into your account. Yours to use as you see fit. I used to play this mental game often during seminary, especially on the long drives from Jackson, Mississippi to New Orleans, Louisiana. 2 days a week, 6 hours round trip, just me, the open road, fast food, and a head full of theology. Somewhere between Macomb and Ponchatoula, my thoughts would drift from Greek flashcards to the more urgent issue of imaginary wealth. What would I do with $6 million? It always started off responsible enough. I'd tithe, of course, especially since I'm the pastor. Then I'd pay off my student loans, which at the time felt like a number somewhere between respectable burden and crushing life sentence. After that, I'd probably buy a decent used car, nothing too flashy, but definitely with working dash gauges and windows that didn't require a prayer to roll down. And then, well, maybe a modest vacation, a house with a yard, a new laptop, a laptop that I didn't feel guilty buying. As the miles passed, so did the filters. By the time I hit the Louisiana state line, my generosity had been sidelined by a shopping spree, a beach house, and snow skiing vacation. You name it, I funded it. Sometimes I would catch myself and laugh. Other times, I'd feel a twinge of guilt, because no matter how virtuously I began, by the end of my highway fantasy, I had revealed far more about my priorities than I intended. That's the thing about treasure. It traces the contours of your heart. Jesus knew this. In his Sermon on the Mount, he cuts through all pretense and sentimentality with a simple truth. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Matthew 6:21. In that one sentence, he doesn't just confront our budgets. He diagnoses our soul. What we do with our money isn't peripheral to our faith. It is central. It reflects what we value, whom we trust, and where we place our hope. The critical nature of money and the Christian life. Money is never just about money. It is often a symbol of security, a pathway to pleasure, or a placeholder for control. It has purchasing power, yes, but more significantly, it has revealing power. For the Christian, this presents both a challenge and an opportunity. Jesus speaks more frequently about money than nearly any other topic because he is concerned with our allegiances. Money has a way of competing for our deepest trust, our most generous attention, and our daily anxieties. It can become a false god or a faithful servant. How we handle it often exposes whether we are living for heaven or merely surviving on earth. Explanation of Matthew 6:21. Matthew 6:21 appears in the midst of Jesus' extended teaching on the kingdom, living Matthew 5 through 7, often called the Sermon on the Mount. This specific verse follows. His command not to store up treasures on earth, subject to decay and theft, but rather to store up treasures in heaven v. 19 and 20. The logic is theological. Earthly treasures are temporary, vulnerable, and deceptive. But heavenly treasures, investments in God's kingdom, are secure, eternal, and life-giving. For where your treasure is, The Greek word for treasure refers to a repository of valuables. It includes money, of course, but also anything that holds deep value in a person's life. Treasure is not defined by dollar amount, but by devotion. Whatever you guard, pursue, and prioritize with your resources, that is your treasure. There your heart will be also. In biblical language, the heart is not merely physical or emotional. It is the seat of intention, desire, thought, and worship. Jesus teaches that the heart follows treasure like a compass needle points north. Wherever our wealth goes, our will follows. Whatever we invest in, we will begin to care about. The direction of your finances will shape the direction of your faith. This is a principle. If your heart feels distant from God, examine your treasure. If your love for mission, ministry, or eternal things feels cold, track where your giving, saving, and spending have gone. The heart doesn't lead the wallet. The wallet leads the heart. Memorization and meditation. Today, begin your journey of memorizing this verse. Take time to reflect on its meaning and put simple, practical steps into action. Use the prompts below to help guide your practice. Read the verse aloud. Speak the verse slowly and clearly several times. Emphasize the words treasure and heart. Notice how Jesus directly connects what we value most with what we love most. Write the verse down. Take time to write Matthew 6:21 in a journal or on a card. Consider writing the verse and placing it so you can see it frequently over the next day's sticky note on your car dash, digital version on your mobile device screen. Writing engages your mind and helps the verse sink deeper into memory. Reflect on the meaning. Ask yourself, what do I treasure most? Jesus is teaching that the orientation of our heart is revealed by where we place our treasure, whether that's money, time, talents, or attention. If we treasure earthly things, our hearts will cling to them. If we treasure the things of God, our hearts will be drawn upward toward Him. This verse challenges us to consider what truly captures our affections. Pray the verse. Lord, show me where my treasure is leading my heart. Help me to value what you value, to desire what is eternal, and to set my heart fully on you. In Jesus' name, amen.